You are holy. A hand clap. Give me that. A handshake. You can't give me a handshake. That's almost against the law. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody has their swords? Amen. Behold, we're going to witness something remarkable, something extraordinary, right? So open your Bibles with me tonight to Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. Beginning to read with verse number 45. Amen. I love this thing. I almost skipped this, but then the Lord took me to it. He says in verse 45, then opened he their understanding. Amen. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom with all you're getting. Get understanding. Therefore, he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And behold, our spirit focus tonight, witness something remarkable or extraordinary. I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high. You know, we find that he sent it, they waited for it, and they received it. It was sent, it was waited for, and it was received. Amen? So first, he sent it. So first, let's go to Joel chapter 2, verse 28, and the prophecy of Joel. Joel 2:28 is prophesied. The word of God says, and it shall come to pass afterward. After what? After his death, resurrection, and ascension. That I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids. And those days will I pour out my spirit. Amen. Praise God. So first we looked at John the Baptist. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. Let's recognize that this has already been poured out, but I'm building the word and connecting it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If God's done it, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he did it yesterday, he'll do it today. If he does it today, he'll do it tomorrow. Matthew chapter 3, verse number 11. The word of God says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. I believe we need some Holy Ghost and we need some fire. Amen. To receive this, it's asked for. Go with me to Luke chapter 11. I'm just following the instructions the Lord gave me, so bear with me. Let's look at Luke 11, verse number 10. Are you with me? The word of God says, for everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Then he says, if ye then being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Amen. And in other words, it's been sent. We're to be empowered by this. In Acts chapter 1. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 1, verse number 7. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father had put into his own power, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. So we find that he sent it, he prophesied, and Jesus spoke about it being sent. Secondly, those that were spoken to, that Jesus gave the word to, they had to wait for it. They had to wait for it. Turn back with me to Isaiah chapter 40, because this was what was prophesied in verse 31. We use this scripture a lot, but it's important that you understand that the prophet was speaking about the day of Pentecost and what was coming upon the people. He says, but they that wait upon the Lord, in verse 31, shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Now, so many times when we're trying to walk this walk with the Lord, and we're trying to run this race, we get tired because we try to do it in our own strength. We try to do it in our own power. And the Word of God declares to you and I that His strength is made perfect in our weakness. In other words, we have to recognize and realize that the one that we're waiting for, the one that's been deposited inside of us, we got to let that one inside of us explode. We got to let that one that's inside of us permeate. They were waiting on it. Turn with me to Acts chapter 2. As this was prophesied in Isaiah 40, Acts chapter 2, verse number 1. It says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. I want you to understand something. They didn't know when the Holy Spirit was going to come. They didn't know it was going to happen on the day of Pentecost. God never told them, and Jesus never told them it was going to be on the day of Pentecost. He told them to wait. And here's these people that are waiting 10 days for the promise of the Father. And the problem with you and I is we can't wait 10 minutes. Hello? Why did he show up? And they were waiting 10 days, and they were in praying, and they were in Sibley together, and it's waiting for the promise of the Father and what he said. Amen? So sometimes those things that we're desiring and those gifts that God has for us, we got to wait for them. Sometimes we don't have to be in such a hurry. Sometimes we just need to tarry and let the Lord do what he wants to do. See, we're in such a fast-paced society because we got this phone that moves so quick that we try to catch up and live a life like this phone that is so quick. Amen? But I believe Father's saying to us, we just need to slow down. Amen? Amen? Because God wants to do something in our hearts and lives. There's some things we've been looking for, and there's some things we've been seeking from the Lord that we haven't received, but we haven't waited for it. In other words, here we are praying, and the Father is sending his answer, And we change our mind to go do something else. And he calls them back and says, come on, they don't want it. Hello? He said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So it says to me that sometimes there's a tarrying, there's a waiting. It doesn't always happen on our time. It happens in God's time. And God's time is not our time, but he's not late. He is never late. He's always on time. He has the perfect time. Amen? He has the perfect time. So we find that they found themselves in a place where they were praying. They were believing. Look with me in Acts chapter 4. Verse 31, the Bible says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. What did he say in Acts 1:8? But you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. Amen. We find in this scripture, they heard the word. The place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they began to speak the word of God with boldness, just as Jesus prophesied and spoke to them. And that's the same thing he says to you and I. Amen. He says, when we wait upon him, he sent it, we wait for it, and we receive it. Amen? Look with me in Acts chapter 2, back to Acts 2 again, and we find the evidence. He said, in verse 2, he said, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them clothed in tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. In other words, there was a heavenly language that came out of their mouth. And all of a sudden, they were filled, they were overwhelmed with the Spirit of God. Everybody, when you give your heart to Jesus, the Holy Spirit takes residence within you. But this is a filling of the Holy Spirit. This is an overflowing of the Spirit. This is a filling of the Spirit which you can't help, but something has to come out because you're overwhelmed inside. Amen? Are you with me? Amen. God wants us to operate and have these gifts. And somebody said, well, Pastor, well, I asked for it, but I didn't receive it. Well, ask for it again. He says, ask, you shall receive. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. It's persistently seeking. Amen? Just like that, the 120. Well, there was over 500 of them that had left. There was only 120 that remained. Amen? Not everybody hung around for the promise. Amen. So look with me in for receiving. Look with me in Acts chapter 8. Verse 15. The word of God says, who when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. In other words, they were children of God, but they weren't filled with the Spirit of God. The Bible says, and then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. They received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said this in Matthew 28. He says, go teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teach and observe all these things that I commanded thee. And lo, I am with thee even until the end of the world. Amen. Amen. They were only baptized in Jesus. Now they're baptized in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? This came by the word of God. Turn with me to Acts chapter 10. Verse 44. The Gentiles are receiving the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in verse 44, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. What are you and I? We're Gentiles. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter. He said, what can forbid these to be baptized that have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And now he's going to be baptized in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so we find here, amen, that it's poured out. They magnify God. But don't be, here's what I think the Lord wants us to understand something. Don't be afraid of tongues. Don't be afraid of the Spirit. It's the Spirit of love. It's the Spirit of love, of power, of love, and a sound mind. It's nothing wrong with praying in the Holy Ghost. Half the time, I don't know what to pray. My goodness. Some of the adversity and the different things that we face and that's in front of us. And I can't pray in nothing but the Spirit. If I pray in the flesh, I might pray condemnation, and I don't want to pray none of that. I want to be operating in love. What will cover a multitude of sins? Love. So as we're praying in the Spirit, we're praying according to the will of God. Amen. And as we're praying according to the will of God, we want understanding also. Amen. In other words, I pray in the Spirit and I pray with understanding. And sometimes when I'm praying in the Spirit, I don't want to give the devil the ammunition. Because when I speak when I pray in the natural voice, he hears my words and he sends out his demons to try to stop what I'm speaking. But when I pray in the Spirit, he doesn't understand it, and he's confused. And because he's the author of confusion, right? Amen? And he always tries to confuse us. So when we pray in the Holy Ghost, whatsoever the devil sows, he reaps. He tries to sow confusion and discord and division. We do that to him when we pray in the Spirit. Amen? Amen. So God wants you to know how valuable and how powerful this is, this gift. Then we find the prophecy. Turn with me to Acts chapter 19. Acts 19, verse number 6. The Bible says this, and when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. What did he say? What did the prophet say? What did Joel say? I shall pour my Spirit out upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men, your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall see dreams. On my servants and my handmaidens will I pour out my Spirit. Everything that took place in Acts was a fulfillment of the prophetic word of the Old Testament. Amen. So when we're speaking those words and those prophets were speaking those things, they went and they became. Just like the word was spoken. In the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, without him was not anything made, and it was life, the life was the light of man, and light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. And then the word says, and the word became flesh. The word that was spoken, the prophet spoke this word, and the word became flesh. and dwelt among us, we beheld the glory of the only begotten, full of grace and truth. In other words, what the Father is saying to you and I through this teaching tonight is He sent it, we wait for it, and we receive it. It's been sent, we wait, and we receive. Everybody with me here tonight? Are we all here? Amen. So look with me in Ephesians chapter 3. Verse number 16. And this is our prayer tonight. That He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, ye being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. He said, and behold, I send the promise of the Father upon you, but tarry. Ye in the city of Jerusalem are to hear until you're endued with power from on high. Jesus sent the word. They waited and it became. And they received everything that the word says. Amen. In other words, God wants us to know that we're just not speaking for the sake of speaking. That God has things for you and I. He has things that He purchased on the cross of Calvary for each and every one of us. And He wants us to partake of His fullness, not just partiality. Amen? You know, we serve a God, He's the God of all the way. And all He's asking you, He says, if ye being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, there's all kinds of hearts and there's all kinds of candies that were given today to children for Valentine's Day. If you, being evil, and He's saying that being in this world, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? Can you stand with me tonight? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you haven't received the gift, or if you haven't received the gift, all you have to do is ask. What did He say? Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. Hallelujah. So can you raise your hands with me in the sanctuary? Father, you see each and every vessel that's gathered here tonight, Father God. I thank you for each and every one. Your word said faith comes by hearing and hearing by your word. We spoke your word tonight, Father God. So your word has been sent. Right now they're abiding, they're waiting for you, Father God. And Father, if there's any here that have not received the gift of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, may you give it to them even now, Father God. Your word declared that you pour your Spirit out upon all flesh, Father God. And we're flesh and we're here tonight. Father, I pray, Father God, for you to rain down upon us. Father, those that have been filled, I pray that you refill them, Father God. That you refresh them, Father God. That you stir up the gifts that are inside of each and every one of us, even the gifts that are laying dormant, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you're an active God, that you're an alive God, that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above what we asked or even thought. So, Father, we rejoice tonight, Father God. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for filling us to overflowing, Father God. Fill us, Father God. Fill us, Father God. We're thirsty for you, Father God. We're hungry and thirsty for you, Lord Jesus. Pour out some fresh wine upon us tonight, Father God. Give us some freshness, Father God. Lord, your word said that they that wait upon you, that you would renew their strength. Father, I thank you right now for renewing of the strength of your people right now in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that you're giving them energy to run this race, Father God, and to walk this walk, Father God, that they're going to keep their eyes upon you, the author and finisher of their faith. We're thankful, Father God, that your word declares that he that's begun a good work in us is faithful to see it through to completion. Complete that in us tonight, Father God. Refresh us, renew us, we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you give him some praise? Can you give him some thanks? Thank him for your gifts. Thank him for your blessings. Thank him for all of his goodness that he's poured out upon each and every one of us. Oh, Lord, we rejoice in your goodness, Lord Jesus. We rejoice in your grace and your love, Father God. We thank you that you poured your love out upon each and every one of us, Father God. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Father God, that this is the day that you have made, that we're rejoicing and we're glad in it. We're grateful that we're here tonight, Father God. We thank you for the word that you spoke to our hearts and lives. Now, Holy Spirit, breathe on it. Activate it, Father God. Put it to work in our hearts and lives. And we'll never cease to give you praise and give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And if you would like to receive the gift, if you could just come, I'd be happy to pray for anybody that would like to receive the gift. So just come if you'd like to receive the gift, if you haven't. Hallelujah. And not, you can go eat. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.